Who gets to say in the end whether a congressional committee can disclose secrets that an administration doesn't want disclosed?
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The question has arisen because the White House has banned the release of a 28-page section of the Congressional Joint Committee report on events leading up to 9/11, a section believed to deal mainly with Saudi Arabia and links to the Al-Qaeda terrorists. The issue of control of information has come up before. In 1975, the Ford administration warned that unless congressional investigating committees agreed to stop leaking secrets, they would be cut off from all classified information. An Oval Office summit with the two committee chairmen, Senator Frank Church and Representative Otis Pike, produced an agreement that basically recognized the final control of the executive. It provided that the president could veto a proposed release of classified information by certifying that it was in the national interest to do so. A Senate resolution in 1976 formalized the arrangement, but with one important change. After the president, in writing, objected to the proposed release of certain information, the Senate could still consider the matter in closed session and approve the release of the material in whole or in part, in effect overriding the presidential veto. In practice, that's not likely to happen now with a Republican-controlled Senate, but some Republican senators, including Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, favor declassifying the Saudi Arabian section, something that Saudi Arabia itself has called for. Behind the scenes, efforts are being made to bring representatives of the Senate committee and the CIA together to talk compromise. That would probably entail reviewing the 28 pages again and releasing part of them. In fact, a source told me, part of the banned section repeats material from other parts of the already released 900-page report. Although President Bush at his news conference last Wednesday reiterated his insistence on withholding the whole 28 pages, there may yet be a compromise. With so much contention over the war in Iraq and confronting terrorism, what this Capitol does not need right now is a grand confrontation between legislative and executive branches of government over who gets to wield that secret stamp. This is Daniel Shore.